going to talk to Natalie DeCasse, the new coach of the Golden State Valkyries, at 8:30. We'll talk some WNBA, baby. WNBA, all guests on 95.70 Gabe appear on the River Islands guest line. This is time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
All right, question.
So, you know, I'm looking at some of these Andy Reid numbers, just all time. And, you know, a lot of people keep comparing Kyle Shanahan to Andy Reid. Kyle is living the Andy Reid experience, except it's not in Philly, it's in San Francisco. Andy Reid has 289 wins all time. He has 36 more wins to pass George Halas for third all time. 59 to get past Belichick. He's 94-25. With Mahomes. It's pretty incredible. Part of the legacy of Belichick and Andy Reid is the longevity and doing it over a long period of time. And part of the lore of Andy Reid is like, he did it with Donovan McNabb as well. And he, you know, won games with Kerry Cobb and Michael Vick and Alex Smith. And never to the degree of what he did with Donovan McNabb or Mahomes, but impressive nonetheless. Which brings me to Kyle, because I've seen a lot of people go, well, what would Kyle do with Mahomes, X, Y, and Z? Let me ask you, B. If I had given Jimmy Garoppolo to Andy Reid, would he have gotten Jimmy G to the Super Bowl?
I think so.
Why?
Because Andy Reid does this with quarterbacks. He does more with less. Now, did Shanahan get Jimmy Garoppolo? Again, I don't like this conversation because Jimmy Garoppolo had a really good 2019, and we misremember how good his 2019 was because of one throw in Super Bowl 54 when he overthrew Emmanuel Sanders. It kind of bothers me a little bit because of the way the playoffs went down, and we expected him, oh, man, just throw for 300 yards. No, the playoffs get tough. You're playing the best of the best. You're playing some of the top defenses in the league, and all of a sudden he throws eight times, and everybody thinks, oh, man, it's Shanahan taking the ball out of his hand. Where he averages 7.5 yards a pop. But Jimmy was really good that season. And if Andy had that Jimmy, yeah, they could have got to a Super Bowl. But he's got Mahomes. So it's easy to say, well, Andy without Andy. I mean, look at Donovan McNabb, for example. You brought up McNabb.
McNabb was a better football player than Garoppolo, correct?
McNabb's a borderline Hall of Famer.
Well, that's my point.
Like, McNabb.
But that's my point. McNabb, like, Andy did have a great quarterback in Philly.
McNabb, but he groomed him.
That's true.
He groomed him.
That's true. And he hand-selected him.
And you gotta remember, that first draft, they were supposed to take Ricky Williams. Philadelphia fans wanted them to take Ricky Williams. They took Donovan McNabb, and Eagle fans booed. They booed in New York City at the draft party or whatever, at Madison Square Theater, whatever, Madison Square Garden Theater, where they used to hold the drafts for many, many years. Eagle fans booed, and he stayed the course. Played McNabb 12 games that year. He started six, and then next thing you know, McNabb took off. Now, the numbers don't look impressive because of the era.
It's, you know, totally different,
but
yeah.
McNabb damn near threw for 40,000 yards.
That's
threw for 234 touchdowns, and to groom McNabb and turn him into a pocket quarterback, and then later on, Michael Vick. And then you have Nick Foles. Then you have Kevin Cobb. He's won games with A.J. Feely and Ty Detmer. He's won a division title with Jeff Garcia. He had Alex Smith look the best he's ever looked in a Kansas City Chiefs uniform. So Andy Reid, yeah, I do believe he could have got to the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback.
Interesting. I don't know if he could have. Like, they had some really good Chiefs teams with Alex Smith, and, you know, he didn't throw for a lot of touchdowns. You just look at the raw data, and I think the AFC was a little tougher than the year that the Niners got through to the Super Bowl, so things are different, mm-hmm. Whatever. I don't know, man. I look back on it, and maybe I'm just so hyper-focused on Jimmy post-Shanahan. I think that looking back on it, like, we don't give Shanahan enough credit for the whole Jimmy Garoppolo thing. I'm not taking anything away from Jimmy. I thought Jimmy was solid, really solid. I never thought he was great. I thought he was solid. But I think that Shanahan's, some of his best work was with Jimmy. And I think that we've underrated how important, at least in this market, I don't think externally, but right. In this market, I feel like we've underrated how good Shanahan was.
Well, I think we underrate how good Shanahan is or was. Or is. And Shanahan's a hell of a coach, which is why, you know, after that Cardinals game, we're taking calls about Shanahan needs to step away. Things are getting stale and, you know, we need to move on. Maybe it's time to go in a new direction. I'm thinking to myself, what are we talking about? Not one of the best coaches in the NFL. You ride this thing out. You ride it out with this talent. So does Shanahan get enough credit for that? No, he doesn't. He's never going to get the credit unless he wins the Super Bowl. Again, we're talking about a head coach who gets blamed for a Super Bowl loss when he is the offensive coordinator. So when we talk about Andy Reid and who he is and what he's done, I do, when I think about Shanahan, why are people so dismissive of Kyle Shanahan? Why do we as a community or a fan base look at Shanahan, or even nationally? He's such a polarizing figure in the league.
Yeah.
Why? Because his dad was a coach and they feel like it's nepotism? Is it because the way he's snarky at times at the podium? I don't know. It's very strange to me how many people are out on Kyle Shanahan.
Well, it does feel like McVay's smiley, happy-go-lucky, outgoing, effervescent attitude buys him a lot of grace. Wouldn't you agree?
I guess, yeah.
You don't think so?
Yeah, probably does.
I think his personality is very infectious. I think people like McVay.
Yeah.
Like, and I just think Kyle, and then the dad thing, and I believe this to my core. Whatever the hell happened in Washington pissed off a ton of angry East Coast writers and people that are very influential, Mike Florio. And it just feels like they hold that against Kyle. Whatever their grievance was with Mike, they hold that against Kyle. And I don't know, man. I don't think it's fair.
No, it's not. It's not. So I'm getting a couple texts here.
Yeah, read them.
530, Comcast Business Text Line, because Kyle's arrogance outweighs his talent and coaching ability. 510, Shanahan is better than what Sirianni and Antonio Pierce is doing. I agree with that. 415, because Kyle tries to act like he wants something that blows big games. I think he just acts like a head coach. And does he blow big games? They've lost some big games. There's no doubt about it. But we think back to the Rams, 17-7, when you're in the fourth quarter. Well, early in that game, Jimmy Garoppolo airmails the ball on to George Kittle. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing? Players at some point got to execute.
Is Mike Tomlin not arrogant?
You got to have some arrogance at this profession.
He's a confident dude. And I'm not knocking Tomlin. I'm saying, like, when I see him at the podium, I'm like, yeah, that's a guy who believes in himself. And I mean that in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why we hold that against Kyle.
I don't know either. And maybe they held that against Andy Reid in Philadelphia for all those years when Andy Reid was in Philly and, you know, they were getting NFC championship games and losing and going to the Super Bowl and losing. But he has some really good teams in Philadelphia. When you look at his career now, he's got a chance to surpass Belichick. Belichick has 302 wins. Andy Reid has 263. And he's not slowing down anytime soon. And what Andy Reid does, I think he does better than what Belichick did, was he evolved with the game. He went from traditional West Coast offense, two back sets, to we're going to get into the spread game. We're going to get into the motion game. So we're going to hire Brad Childress back in Kansas City to be our spread game analyst. Think about that. He had the title spread game analyst, where all he did was study the spread game in college. How are they running the four wide receiver sets? How are they doing motions? Kansas City's one of the first teams in this league to run all the jet sweep stuff, all the multiple motions, the shovel passes, the quick screens, the flips, all that stuff. I mean, Andy Reid, you have to give him credit for evolving with the game and evolving with the times. A lot of coaches, you know, we always say the game passes them by, right? There's coaches we see many, many times where the game is passed them by. Andy Reid has actually evolved with the game. I think that's the most impressive thing. Now, it helps to have a great quarterback, helps to have a great tight end, but Andy Reid gets credit for grooming these guys and evolving with the times.
And he was a guy that I pegged as someone who threw the ball all around the yard, which I think was a fair criticism.
Yeah.
Last couple of years, he's really dedicated to the run.
No, they run.
Right?
They
run. You know, it feels like ever since adding Pacheco, they've kind of changed their mindset. And the other thing about them this year, I think of them as the most creative team in the red zone. Their red zone numbers are not good. They're like 30th in red zone touchdown efficiency, Kansas City, that is. So it's not like they don't have their own woes. Now, I would say that their argument would be like, well, we're more banged up than the Niners in the red zone. And so that kind of takes away some of the elements of what we want to do. We don't have our running back. We don't have Rashee Rice. And that makes things more difficult. Mm-hmm. But when I think, and I close my eyes, I think of the Chiefs. I think of them as a creative red zone team. And yet the numbers are telling you this year, that's not necessarily who they are this year.
They're led by the defense right now. I mean, when you lose Rashee Rice and you lose Isaiah Pacheco, and you don't have that continuity, and you're trying to work in a new right tackle, left tackle. Your tackles are a little green, a little raw. You're going to struggle at times, and it's early in the season. So They'll get that going. Their red zone against the 49ers in that first Super Bowl, Super Bowl 54, all the formations and the old to the old days was very, very creative.
Where they motioned and oh, gosh.
But they had the four backfield. They did the pirouette and it direct snap to the running back for first down.
What was the one where they broke the huddle from the ring around the rosy?
Oh, it was against the Raiders.
Oh, God. God, I hate them.
So they'll do something this week against the 49ers. They're going to do something coming off a bye week. They will do something against the 49ers. They will, but think about Andy Reid. Think about Andy Reid up until this point. And I want to get into this. We got, what, 1 minute? 1 minute? 2 minutes. All right, so I got time to play this. 2 minutes. And we talk about Andy Reid and how we thought about him before Super Bowl 54. Well, this play may change his trajectory in the history of the NFL. Third and 15 from Super Bowl 54.
Instead, it's third and 15. Chiefs need some Mahomes magic. Launches down the middle. Hill open, caught, and they get it. Kansas City, the big play of 44 yards, pressure by Buckner. Joey, and Mahomes gets it downfield. Finally,
he gets the pressure down the field all the way on Jimmy Ward, and once you threaten him, he's one-on-one on the safety. Now you got to have time in the pocket in order to deliver that throw, and he got it. He hung in there. I think it was Bosa who was maybe coming off the edge to his left, but he had time, line held up. Huge play on third down.
Now, the audio was edited because Troy Aikman, right after Joe Buck talked about the review where Tyreek Hill dropped it, and Troy Aikman comes out and says, Patrick Mahomes has not been good today. He's thrown a pick. He's been erratic. He has not been good today. And then the ball snaps, third and 15 happens, and the Chiefs go on to win a Super Bowl. Now, I've got a bunch of plays here that's changed the course of history in sports, but think about that play and where the Chiefs were at that moment, 20-10, with under 7 minutes left in that football game. And that play, it saved the reputation of Andy Reid. It spearheaded a dynasty with the Kansas City Chiefs. And now, listen to the way we talk about Kyle Shanahan. It's changed everything. Let's get into it on the other side. We'll continue to roll on this. We've got Dan and Hughes coming up at 8 o'clock. Natalie Nicasse, your new coach for the Golden State Valkyries. That's coming up at 8:30 on the River Islands guest line. Yay! Can't wait to talk to Coach. That's what's coming up.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.